Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to another episode of the Anita Amon Show. Today, I want to talk about letting go of an outdated habit that I think a lot of us are carrying inside of our minds, inside of our body, inside of our heart. And this habit is the waiting game. I believe that a lot of us are waiting around for the perfect time to start making moves that are going to get us out of the current circumstances that we are in. Confronting and letting go of this habit, I want to inspire you to start taking the small leaps of faith now, no matter if you feel like you are ready or not. Because the truth is, if you're having these nudges, these visualizations, these daydreams of a better life, a better reality, you have desires pulsating out of your heart center, you are ready. But the problem is that a lot of us have fallen into the trap of playing this manipulation game with ourselves. We're playing this manipulation game because all of us have programming that is tailored toward limitation rather than tailored toward liberation. And this is because many generations before ours were taught to settle, give their power away, live a very mundane life, live a life that doesn't let them be creative and expressive, because if you are, then you're going to be a failure. You're not going to get anywhere. So having this programming in our mind, we're constantly convincing ourselves that we are not ready to be our creative self. We are not ready to take this inspired action. We are not ready to step out of the norm because we have this fear that we won't be accepted. We have this fear that we won't be successful. We have this fear that we're going to be doing something wrong. But I want you to look around the majority of society. How many people do you see on a day-to-day basis going to work or going to school or going to the grocery store, just walking down the street, that are very happy, that are excited to be alive? I know for me, when I go driving to the store or I'm just driving down the street and I look into other people's cars and I look at their face, a lot of people have this very heavy demeanor around them. This is because everyone is playing this manipulation game, saying that they have to be where they are at. They are waiting for this perfect time. So no one is taking the leaps of faith that they need to take. No one is trusting the internal calling that is trying to force them to go to the light, trying to force them to a lifestyle that is going to help fuel the life force energy that they have inside of them. When I say taking leap of faith, I don't mean huge life moves every single day. And I think that's what people get caught up on, is you don't have to take these grand steps. I mean taking small, necessary steps to get your life where you want it to be, and taking the necessary steps to start moving towards who you want to become. If you sit down and you visualize, close your eyes and ask, what kind of life do I want to live? Who do I want to be? How do I want to express myself? All of these visions are going to start coming to your mind. And if you just start asking yourself, what steps can I take to get me to where I want to be? Those answers will start coming up. But yet this manipulation game that we're playing in our mind is keeping us from being able to trust ourselves. We have these thoughts of saying, you don't know what you're doing. That's not the norm. People are going to think you're weird. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're not ready. This, that, and the third. We have to stop. Because all of us have dreams. We have goals. We have wants for our life. We all want to be something and be somewhere. You probably already sit up visualizing a life that feels exciting. Deep down, you want a life that is full of happiness and freedom. A life that represents who you genuinely are at your core. A life that gives you room to be everything that you are and not forcing yourself in this box. Not forcing yourself to be someone that the world wants you to be. And yet, day after day, week after week, month after month, we find ourselves back to square one, living in this place of mental manipulation with ourselves, never really getting anywhere, never really moving forward, just experiencing the same emotions, the same habits, the same routines, the same relationships. And this is because you're allowing the voices of limitation to be louder than the voices of your heart's liberation. Your heart and soul will tell you exactly where you need to go. You just need to give it permission to speak louder than the programming that you're carrying inside of your mind. We're on this merry-go-round. We're stuck in this cycle as a society because we aren't letting ourselves show up now in ways that we want to show up. We let ourselves submit to the external situations that we don't like, or we allow ourselves to submit to the internal feelings that we don't like. And we start calibrating our energy towards it. What happens when we calibrate our energy? Every single action, reaction, and behavior is dictated based upon our point of reference. We begin to create an identity around the hardship and the struggles, and we say, this is who I am, this is the life that I have to live. We let ourselves settle for the less ideal situations that we don't desire. We let ourselves stay stagnant, stay stuck, instead of sitting down and asking ourselves, trusting ourselves, and saying, how can we make the situation a little bit better right now? Through our actions. Because you have two choices every single day. You can either choose the heavy, dense emotions that are inside of you, or you can choose to start doing things that are going to help you break free of this stronghold over your mind, body, and soul. The stronghold is your past programming, the things that you have experienced, the pain, the trauma. It's keeping you on a loop. We allow ourselves to submit to the manipulation of society, saying this is the life that you have to live. This is the path that you have to go down. And if you don't, you're going to be an outcast. If you don't, then we're going to shun you. If you don't, you're going to have judgment. But what other people are saying and what other people have told you is none of your business. What is your business is what makes you feel good, what makes you feel empowered, what helps you start moving towards a place that allows you to be all of you, because you came here to do just that. You didn't come here to be a watered down version of the 7 other billion people here. You came here to be you, all of you. We don't ever let ourselves sit down and ask how we can change the situations that we are in through different decisions, because we are more focused on the problems than we are the solution. And the solution is simple as you just want to be happy and you just want to be free. So what makes you happy and what makes you free? And if you don't now you got to start making decisions that are going to bring you out of your comfort zone. But every single day submitting and just getting up and going to work and coming home and watching Netflix and not doing anything for yourself and not letting yourself move forward because you don't feel like the time is perfect or you're waiting for some external thing to change, you're going to be waiting your life away. And this is a cycle that you're going to stay on day after day, year after year, month after month. A lot of us are waiting for things to be perfect to change how we ourselves show up in our life. A lot of us are waiting until we feel perfect, until we feel ready, until we feel motivated, until we feel excited or happy to make the moves that will get us closer to our goals and dreams. We are playing this waiting game, waiting our lives away. A lot of us are even waiting until we no longer have insecurities in our mind, until we no longer have that mental battle, until we are at a certain body weight to go out and enjoy life, until we no longer have struggle or hardship to call in our dreams. I want to let you in on a few secrets. One, you're never going to feel ready. The reason why is because your brain has been hardwired to believe in the limitation. So if you're having these nudges, you're having these daydreams of a life that you want to live, instead of waiting until you feel ready, you just have to push yourself to be ready. Be ready means that you are preparing yourself to take the steps. And only you know the steps. Maybe you need to heal the trauma that is inside of you that is blocking your ability to call in blessings and feel safe in empowerment. So that means you need to take the leap of faith and you need to go do talk therapy. You need to go seek out different healing modalities like meditations and emotional freedom technique. Somatic, all types of somatic healing. You need to allow yourself to invest in different pieces of information and wisdom. Take those courses, read that book, listen to those seminars. Maybe you are ready to change your career. So what do you need to do? You need to get the qualifications for that career. You need to allow yourself to go back to school or not go back to school, get that certification, start looking for those positions that you want to be in, leave the job that you're in. Maybe you're wanting to have a better relationship. So look at your relationship now. What work can you do on the relationship? How can you communicate these changes to your partner? How can you be a better partner? Maybe you need to leave the relationship that you're in. So what are you going to do to allow yourself to be empowered? Maybe you need to walk away from the circle that you are in because every single person that you are around is stuck in their own misery and their own suffering, and they're not doing anything about it but bitching about it. So maybe you need to remove yourself from the situation and move to a different city, or take a leap of faith and get out of that friend group. Maybe you need to go to a meet and greet and meet different people. Only you know what you want out of life. And at the end of the day, you have to sink into yourself and ask, what can I do to get out of this cycle that my programming has me in? And the next secret is that the motivation is going to fade. You can't rely on motivation to change your life. You have to rely on your visions, your higher consciousness, your heart, your soul. Relying on motivation is very fleeting because your hormone levels, the rhythm of your body, your life circumstances, it's not always going to be motivating. So you can't wait around for that. The next secret is the insecurities aren't just going to randomly go away until you start trying. Even when you are trying, the insecurities will arise. And every single time you feel that insecurity and tells you to shut down, you have to keep pushing forward and you have to stop submitting to the old fucking stories that are in your mind. This is the way to break through that programming. Struggles will come and they will go. Inspiration will be fleeting. At times, you won't feel like you aren't worthy of having more. Sometimes it'll be easier for you to start settling and not obtain more. But at the end of the day, if you have this huge calling in your heart to go back to school or get married or have a kid or start a business or move to the new city or buy that house or get a piece of property or have a farm stand, grow your own food, whatever it is that you want to do, at the end of the day, if you have a large energy inside of your heart that is calling you, you have to stop letting these roadblocks stop you. Go around them. You have to stop waiting until all of these roadblocks go away and learn how to walk around them. Learn a different path. Learn how to master your energy. Learn how to master your heaviness. Because the thing is, we are human experiencing a dual experience of both light and dark. We all have heaviness. We all have emotions. There will never be a time in our life where we're always completely high on this high-flying disc 24/7, every single day, every single month. We are going to ebb and flow. So waiting for the perfect time is also neglecting a huge part of your humanness, neglecting a huge part of what you are supposed to experience as a human. The key isn't to submit when things get hard. The key is to, of course, give yourself the nurturing that you need, address the experiences that you are having, address the thoughts that you are having, but then let yourself move on from that instead of creating an identity around it. So stop waiting, because there's never going to be a perfect time for you. The more that you wait, your life is going to wait. Your life is going to be on a standstill, and you're going to notice that in a year from now, in 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you're going to be in the same place. Stop waiting until things are perfect. Stop waiting until you are perfect, because right now, through your struggles, through your insecurities, this is the perfect time to start calling in your dreams, because this is how you change the story that you are in. There's never going to be a perfect path for you to walk on. You're going to trip. You're going to fall down. You're going to fuck up. You're going to make mistakes. But that is how we learn. The most beautiful outcomes comes from the road that was the hardest to drive on. The path that was the hardest to walk on. Because all of the hardships that we go through, the emotions, the feelings, that is how we become who we are. That is how we learn our strength, our power, our wisdom, our purpose. So again, stop waiting for the perfect time. Stop waiting until you are perfect. Stop waiting for all your problems to go away. Stop waiting until the situation changes. Stop waiting until you feel like you are so excited and motivated, because that shit will be up and down. And start becoming who you want to become, and start letting yourself take the small leaps of faith every single day that's going to help you get closer to the life that you want to live. It's all possible for you. Just because you're looking at all these picture perfect people on social media and all the fucking things doesn't mean that you're in a bad place or that there's something wrong with you. Use it as inspiration, but don't feel like you have to be that perfect image, because none of us are. None of us. We are all good actors. We are all good at putting on a facade, but at the end of the day, we all have to go to bed at night raw as hell, vulnerable with ourselves, with our flaws, with our mistakes, with our downfalls. What makes you different is that you're going to decide to get up even through the imperfection and keep going. Take the leap of faith. I am rooting for you, and I'm waiting to see you out into the world doing your fucking thing.